This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Masks will be required inside Denver schools and child care centers starting today. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Teachers, staffers, students, and anyone else over the age of 2 who enters a school or child care setting will now have to mask up, according to a new public health order in Denver. Bob McDonald, head of the city's public health department, says the measure will help protect kids who are too young to get vaccinated as they head into the school year. The order applies to public and private schools, although Denver Public Schools already has a mask mandate in place. David Sachs, Denverite.
A Colorado veteran of the Afghanistan War says he's disappointed, sad, and let down by the way the U.S. military has pulled out of that country. Israel D.T. Del Toro Jr. served two tours in Afghanistan with the Air Force.
And it seems like, you know, we just kind of like gave up, you know, all that blood and sweat and tears and treasure that we fought for. It sometimes feels like, what would we do it for? Participation trophy?
Del Toro Jr. suffered a severe injury in Afghanistan that nearly cost him his life in 2005. Governor Jared Polis rescinded a 19th century proclamation that called for citizens to kill Native Americans and take their property. Polis signed the executive order Tuesday. The 1864 order by Colorado's second territorial governor, John Evans, led to the Sand Creek Massacre. The brutal assault killed more than 200 Arapaho and Cheyenne people, mostly women, children, and elderly people. This is CPR News. Boulder is at 63 degrees and fair right now. Denver is at 67. The high in Denver today will be 96 degrees, and there is a chance of rain this evening. This is CPR News.